Okay. Well, I know there's a few people that have agreed to be gluttons for punishment and jump on the host line with me, and I want to welcome you guys to do that. And really what I'm looking for this morning, as I mentioned last week and 2 weeks ago and then in my email, is people that are going to be either making their way down to Florida in the next few days or are, like the Rogers family, already in Florida and going to be attending the NECN North American Convention. And this morning's topic is expectation, and we're going to get into that in a bit, but let me tell you a couple things that are coming up, just so you guys know, and we'll work some other announcements right into today's call. It's going to be kind of a hodgepodge. It's not very often that I don't have a guest on the line, but I think you're going to want to grab a pen and paper just to jot some things down that I think you'll find worthwhile. And I know there's some other people that will be joining me on the host line, like I said. I've talked to several of them this week. And if you are a member of the Rhythm Accountability Group, that the call that takes place as soon as we finish with Saturday AM Live, and you've got that host line and you're going to be attending the convention, please go ahead and hang back up and join me on the host line. So I hope everybody enjoyed Shaolin Rocha last weekend. Shaolin is the original, I guess, pioneer of what we call the Wellness Classroom. And if you missed that call, please, you owe it to yourself to pick up a copy of the CD from glowingandwellness.com. Absolutely excellent, incredible things that she's doing. And the other reason why I think it's inevitable, or that why it's important, I should say, that you pick up a copy of that CD is because every one of us has either kids or grandkids or knows kids or grandkids that are part of a school system that can benefit from if it's just the environmental products, the air and the water, that NECN has to offer, then it would be worth putting that CD into a teacher's hands or a school administrator's hands, because statistically, I don't even really want to get started on what can change. One of the local high schools nearby us, it's not the high school that our daughters will go to or the one I graduated from, but one just down the road, 10 minutes down the road, last year, 48% of their seniors actually graduated. That's pathetic. I mean, it's absolutely pathetic. Less than half of them actually graduated and went on into society. So we can make a big difference. Am I saying that, you know, the air and the water will change all that? No. But I'm just saying that CD, and those of you who heard it, you know what I'm talking about. So let's do our little station identification break and then jump right in. Oh, before I get into that, before we go, a few weeks from now we will have Carrie Roundy with us. Carrie, as a young girl, was diagnosed with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, and I believe at age 9 was confined to a wheelchair, saying that she'd spend the rest of her life in a wheelchair. And as a result of a whole lot of prayer and some wonderful NECN products, that is not the case for her today. As a young mom, full of energy and vibrant, a powerful story that's coming up in the next few weeks. She'll be with us. So, want to welcome everybody again to Saturday AM Live. This is your host, Vance Rogers, and this morning I get to host from, I don't know what the name of this lake is that I'm sitting next to, but for the next few days, the Disney Wilderness Lodge is our home, and I'm looking at the construction of a new facility that's being built and adjacent to the Contemporary Resort, which was the highlight of Walt's envision, or, you know, whole dream of this whole thing down here. But this morning we're prepping for what's going to be taking place next weekend, and that is here in Orlando, Florida, the North American NECN Convention. And there are several people that are on the line with me right now, and I'm hoping they're on the line. You told me, and so let's find out who's with Vance on the host line. Can you guys go ahead and speak up?
Kathy Clark, Bering, Washington.
Good morning, Kathy.
Vera from Strednik, Portland.
Good morning, Vera.
Hi.
That's it? Oh, come on. There's more than just two of you. I got a bunch of people that are scared. Okay. Well, Kathy, Vera, we're going to go with you two, and, well, we'll just have to pick on you guys. And first of all, thank you for stepping up to the plate, because, you know, it's really tough to get guests to agree to, you know, for, you know, if you guys have ever done a radio interview or a television interview, it's always tough because the person who's doing the interviewing has the advantage. So both Vera and Kathy, they'll probably hang up now that I'm saying this, but I want to say thank you guys in advance because it's not easy when I start throwing questions at you guys and you have no idea what I'm going to ask. So, but Kathy is a silver wellness consultant from Berrien, Washington, outside of Seattle. Vera Prestreknik is a native Texan. So if you don't understand her accent, it's because you don't understand, you know, how they talk in the South. No, Vera is a native Czechoslovakian, now called Czech Republic, and immigrated to the States several years ago with her husband, George. And they are, am I right, Vera, gold wellness consultant?
Oh, we are platinum.
You are platinum, and I... Why is my brain just checked out of there? Okay, it's, never mind. I remember now. Sorry. So incredibly sorry. And both of you guys are going to be attending the convention next Saturday. Well, that starts next Friday. Actually kicks off next Thursday night with the President's Club reception. And let me just ask you both, because I know you've been to conventions before, what are you expecting? And don't try and answer a whole mouthful, but what are you expecting? What do you think is going to take place at this convention?
I'll go first. This is Kathy. And I need
go
to
ahead.
Correct you on something. I'm not silver, I'm bronze.
That's right. You had a silver run a while ago when your upline Carol Goose was out to Dr. Goose. And that's right. So that's why I think that you're silver. So as a bronze wellness consultant, what are you expecting at this convention? You've been before. Why are you traveling? I mean, you can't get any further away unless you were in British Columbia. I mean, you're going from the Seattle area, diagonally all the way across the States to Florida. Why?
I'm going, well, I wouldn't miss it to start with. I'm going for the education, the motivation, the excitement, the encouragement, and I intend on trapping a few of my upline and sitting down and strategizing with them.
Cool. I guess I'm off the hook then because I'm not in that list. That makes it easy on me, so I don't have to feel like I'm going to get trapped by Kathy Clark. Okay, and Vera, what about you? Same thing. You're from Portland, Oregon. Why are you going clear across the country?
Yes, it's because always good to be out there. With
Vera, and before let me cut you off, if you can hit on your phone *4,
okay.
That'll enable us to hear you a little bit better. There we go. Try it again.
Can you hear me better?
That's it. That's what we wanted.
Great. Well, look, I'm going for same thing. Just to be around positive people, and it's always great to be at the convention because you meet people from around the country and people that you may not have met before from your organization. Also being with the upline and the leaders in MECAN, which, are always helpful. And every time we went to convention and we had the people with us, our business went up. So it's also a really great way to build your business and be there associating with other people.
Okay. Every time we went to convention, our business went up, and Kathy, you said you're going for the education of it, and Vera, you talked about networking with other people. I was reading in Proverbs this morning, everybody knows, because I've said this before, that I start my day, I fling my mind wide open and say, okay, I got to get some good stuff in there, and scooping up the morning newspaper is not good stuff, and watching the morning talk shows is not what I consider good stuff, although you may be able to glean a few nuggets out of it. Nah, for the most part, it's not. But I was reading this morning, and this jumped out at me, a healthy spirit conquers adversity. And I thought, you know, that's exactly why I am going to the convention next weekend, is because I need to continue to develop a healthy spirit, because the world, and there's a whole, I love the way Jim Rohn talks about, you know, there's only 8 morons in the world. They just seem to move around a lot, you know, out of 6 billion people on the planet. So, Kathy, you talked about education. Now, it's not like they're going to have teacher in classroom settings educating us on, you know, how great these products work and how technically advanced they are. But what do you mean by education? What are you hoping to get out of that?
Well, I always learn stuff from Crossline, Upline, and from the convention itself. This time I've targeted an area that I need to learn more of, or I want to learn more of, and that is on the technology side. And I'm talking technology like internet and things like that. I have some prospects in some foreign countries right now, and I also have some prospects that are young, the now generation, or whatever this generation's called right now.
and I'm excited that, because we no longer are calling it the Gen X generation, which I thought was really, really trivial and tacky, and somehow I got lumped into that, and I'd never considered myself part of it. But it is, it's now. And why, Kathy, why do you think they call it the now generation?
They want everything now.
Exactly.
I'm working with a young man right now. Last weekend I went and purchased an iPhone, and he's been helping me set it up so I can do presentations sitting on the airplane, on the airplane with my iPhone. It is incredible. Well, I want to know more about this and be able to help people, because I'm running into people that are saying, send me something through email, or do you have an iPhone? You can show me something.
Mm-hmm. Now, and 10 years ago, and Vera, don't feel like you're off the hook, and I'm not just hogging Kathy here, but 10 years ago, we were still in the mode of starting to dabble in, you know, emailing things or attaching a link to things, but the status mode of operation was drop a CD in the mail, drop a DVD in the mail, or, hey, this is a great magazine, or these are some great articles or some testimonies that are typed up. People spend more time in front of their computers, and if you guys, I'm sure it's posted on YouTube. If you haven't seen it, Diamonds and Above, at the first MBA event last January, Doug Braun presented a video called Shift Happens, okay, S-H-I-F-T, Happens. And there's all kinds of links, but if you go on YouTube, you'll eventually find it. Just poke around. But it talks exactly about what Kathy just said, that the now generation, we want the information now. Mm-hmm. And if we have to wait for a CD to arrive in the mail, that's where there's so many great, and I'm not going to just focus on one, but even if you just simply use the Niken website, the www.myniken.com, and you click on the What's New section, that's the most current things that are new, and people can, you know, go through to other links. You tap into what's available, what Rick Murphy has put on the Pathfinder's website, all kinds of stuff available to the now generation. Same thing with the Wellness Network. You can email an invitation to a 4-minute video. I mean, so it's right there. And Kathy, I'm in the same boat. It's like we've got to learn. And some of us who are older and more set in their ways, and I put myself in that category, because it's like, you know, I like the old-fashioned way of dropping a CD or a DVD in the mail and then waiting for them to get it 3 or 4 days later and then calling back. But now we can email them a link, call them back 30 minutes later because they wanted it now, and go from there. And let me assure you that from hearing, and Vera got to hear him as well, now Vera, I'm going to go right to you. Doug Braun talked about this a couple weeks ago when he was in Portland, and about the technology and the advancements that we can make to make everything right there at our fingertips. And if you're still in that generation that doesn't have a computer, well, you need to get I'm not going to say go out and buy one. I will say get very familiar with the ones that are, you know, publicly available to you at your local library, and make it a point to start making that part of your lifestyle, because aside from the toe-to-toe, belly-to-belly, doing rollouts, doing energy tests, and that's something that can even be done online just with a quick email or explaining to people over the phone. But it takes our business, exactly what Kathy had said, from a local to automatically to an international base. And there's, let me throw this in here. There's something that takes place, and prove me wrong on this, but show me a on-fire, up-and-coming, rising leader or somebody who's been seasoned, you know, 5, 10 years, 15 years plus that has their sponsor living right next door to them. If you find one, they're not the norm. And what I mean by that is most of the people that do well in network marketing, they do well because they've had to grab themselves by their own bootstraps, pull them straps up, and get to work. And that's what you'll really see happen when people, when you send them something, they're inquisitive, they want to dig more, and it goes from there. Vera, let me go back to you. You talked about networking with your upline. What does that do for you, building those face-to-face relationships? Why is it important for you? And you mentioned the comment, every time we went to convention before, our business always went up. Why do you think that was the case?
Well, because the association with the people and with the upline, well, we need to really get to know each other better if we want to work together. And, you know, my experience from past is that, you know, I've been doing those things like you talked about, with the CDs and picking up business cards of people and stuff like that. Now the business is really much easier because I can have a prospect and I can talk to them over my new BlackBerry phone and sending them emails, and, you know, they send emails back to me. So the communication is so much faster. And but still, you know, I like to go out and meet people personally. I get to go to a lot of social occasions with many of my downline and meeting people that way. And it's just so much easier these days. And also, I like the website that Nikan provides for us. People find me now on a website, and they calling me, finding out, you know, what the Nikan is, and they want to know more about Nikan, because somehow they see that, you know, we stick with this for so long. So now I have people coming to me asking for this information. So it's really amazing, you know, what can happen over years.
And Vera, you're talking about something with using an iPhone or emailing people. The days of the way that we did this, you know, 12, 15, 16, 18 years ago, with gathering mounds of information and having that, I really, truly believe what Kathy had mentioned of being in the now generation and what you're talking about, utilizing technology, we've been able to eliminate having file cabinets full of information and stacks of paperwork. And we really, truly can be the epitome of working from home. And I was with, I met a couple that are really good friends of some dear friends of ours the other night. And over dinner, the one gentleman said to the other, other man, he said, you know, what is it that Vance does for a living? And John responded, nothing. He doesn't have it. He doesn't do anything. And I was laughing my head off because he still has no concept, because we don't have any bricks and mortar location. We have no employees. We have no accounting. We have no time clock to push or to punch. We don't have any of the regular things. And that's what Nikan is making available to us, is to allow us to be part of the now generation in this technology. Let's switch gears, because both of you mentioned the technology. And if there are other people on the host line besides Kathy Clark and Vera, you got to speak up, because otherwise we have no idea that you're there. And Kathy, if you can be my timekeeper, I unfortunately on my phone it doesn't have a clock, and I don't ever wear a watch. And since I know I'm not going to get firefighter calls down here in Florida, I left my pager at home in Oregon. So if you can kind of let me know what where we're at time-wise. But I wanna talk about the technology, and we're seeing this happen right now. We received an email this week, and it showed us very clearly that a product that was introduced gloriously a year ago in Cancun, Mexico, the Bella Passion jewelry line, is going away. And Vera, you heard Doug Braun talk about this at that lunch we were at in Portland a few weeks ago, that what we're going to see globally from Nikon is a refining or a cleaning up of the product line. Now, both of you gals come from corporate America background. Kathy worked as a controller, correct? Or
yeah.
HR?
Controller plus CFO.
Okay. And Vera worked primarily in accounting, so both from the business side of working as an employee. And a lot of times that we don't understand as wellness consultants, why does Nikon introduce a product and then take it away? Well, Kathy, if a product was really, really good and yet nobody was really utilizing it to build their business, do you keep it?
No.
Why?
No, because it ends up drawing down your profit of the company. Every company has to be drawing a profit. Even if it's a non-profit, they still have to have more income than expenses in order to stay in business.
So you're a female, the Bella Passion jewelry, very attractive, very nice looking. In your opinion, why do you think it didn't go?
Styles change. A few things, styles change, especially in women's jewelry. They're beautiful, but styles change. You go into any jewelry store, they don't carry the same line season after season after season and year after year after year. They
okay.
change. So that's one thing. And any company is going to want to keep things that are in the current fashion. So that's one. But another thing, too, if the volume of purchasing isn't there, then they need to change. And we ran into this with our, what do you call those things? The Long Johns that we had, that Nikon had. You know,
which
they
were incredible product, and everybody loved them. However,
but they
we weren't utilized.
Forever.
Yeah, we
they
weren't utilizing exactly.
Yeah.
It's not a consumable product, and we weren't utilizing it and recognizing the fact that this is a huge business builder. So just so you guys know, so it's not an alarming thing for you. That we're going to see a refining of the product line, a streamlining of things that we really are those signature items that we will use to build our business. Some of you who are regular tuned in to Char Rogers, my mom, and the Lifestyle College, you've obviously heard her talk about we heard about these years ago, 10 years ago when Nikon first introduced, well, it's been 13 years ago, when they first introduced the far infrared comforter and the wraps. This took place in the December of 1995. And one of the things that we would explain in educating people about this product, this technology, is that, you know, over in Japan they have ovens and cooktops that use a style of far infrared radiant energy and heat to cook with. And yet it's not the typical thing like we think of a gas or an element that gets hot and it takes time. I saw the other day, because Mom demonstrated it for me, that in less than 45 seconds, a jar of cream of broccoli soup comes from the refrigerator into the Kenzen cookware pan, and in less than 45 seconds, watch that come to a boil, and yet the Kenzen cookware pan was not even hot. I could pick it up from the bottom and put my hand on it. I could touch the cooktop. The so what of all that is, technology is so much further than we even think or recognize it to be. And Nikon is going to be one step ahead. In here's the catch. And Vera, you're my witness to this because you heard Doug Braun talk about this. From this point forward, Nikon is going to do their best when introducing a product to make that product be able to be introduced globally, so that all 39 countries that we're doing business in, so as Kathy, you mentioned, I've got a prospect in other countries, that you can honestly say, hey, we just introduced this and it should hit your, you know, your market. How would you like to be one of the first people? That cooktop stove that I made reference to, you can get it at any store, any appliance store, Lowe's, Home Depot. Here's the catch, though. There's only a few companies that are making it because it's so high-tech. You have to special order it. They don't have a bunch of them sitting on the showroom floor. I mean, we're talking high-tech stuff. And here's the other key is, those of us who already have the Kenzen cookware, the Kenzen cookware is one of the only styles of pans of cookware that'll work on this cooktop. Mm-hmm. Cheap aluminum, Teflon pans won't work at all. Mm-hmm. Not at all. I mean, and this is high-tech stuff, and you can pick one of these up for less than a couple hundred dollars, and it's an incredible demonstration tool. Am I getting paid a commission for advertising and getting excited about this? No. But it explains the technology of what we're dealing with. But Nikon is going to continue to introduce products, and we're going to see this happen next weekend, that will not only be innovative and unique, but there'll be products that we can use to build a business. And I do apologize for the boat horns you're hearing in the background if they're coming through on the line. Vera, let me go back to you. And Kathy, where are we at time-wise?
We are at 25 after the hour.
Oh, good. Okay, we've still got a few minutes left then. Vera,
uh-huh.
How important, and I'm going to go back to this, why is it important that we, because you and I have had many discussions about this. We live in the same town, well, not the same town, but the same metropolitan area. And why is it so imperative to build a network of people, as I was reading this morning, that are going to build a healthy spirit so that we can conquer adversity? Why is that so important? I kind of going down the road of, you know, there's no such thing as lone rangers.
Well, it's important for everyone that wants to build a business and stay in a business, because the association just never goes away. Once you get in Nikon, pretty much Nikon becomes your family, so the association never goes away. But just to be close to everyone, you know, face-to-face, that's what I like. And because I'm always face-to-face person, why I was building this business. So that's most important to me. And I also want to stress that to other people that it's important to go to any bigger function to really get yourself in a motivation mode and learn from others. Whether they've been in business a short time or a long time, it's a really great place to be. And I appreciate it. I've been to many, many conventions before, and every time it was just a very good learning experience, and our business went up after that, so this is why. And
one of the things here that, again, you have done in crossing over even cultural boundaries, a couple weeks ago, what was it? Last Thursday,
yes.
I believe, you did an in-home in one of your wellness consultants' homes, who was getting ready to leave to Russia 2 days later, and your native, your heart language, as they say, is Czech. And here you're in a home with a bunch of Russians, and yet you're speaking in English and in a little bit of broken Russian that you attempt to do, just like myself. And yet it's being translated into Russian. But you said something to me that I thought was incredibly profound. When you talked about that face-to-face, and this, again, looking at the convention as one of those places to network, you said that the people are more open when you come into their home.
Yes, I just, that's my experience with the whole of building my business, building Nikon business. I'm almost at these kind of parties almost like three times a week. And it's just the way how I help other people in my business to build their business, because I go out and meet their prospects. And mainly, you know, we're having fun. Really, the language doesn't even matter. because once people see the products and they start playing with them and feeling them, they just immediately have such an interest. And it's so nice to know that, you know, people are open to wellness, and no matter where you go, because wherever you go, people complain about headaches, stress, problems, you know, with their whatever challenges they have in life. And I'm there usually just to kind of find out from people where they at and if Nikan would be right for them. So it's my, you know, pleasure to be out and talk to people about Nikan in that matter.
Okay, great. Great. I'm moving further down the beach because the beach is now getting populated. So, a couple other thoughts. We know that motivation is a big part. And why do we as human beings like to see inspirational movies, especially ones that are, you know, true to life stories? You look at things like, oh my goodness, I could go down any number of movies. One that I highly recommend that I saw this last week with a product out of the 80s, child star, teenage star, whatever you want to refer to him as, Kurt Cameron, a movie called Fireproof. You talk about something that will inspire you to greatness. Oh my gosh, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a volunteer firefighter and the movie is about firefighting. It's about living and doing the things that we know need to be done to fireproof our lives so that we're a success in life. And incredible, incredible movie. And it's done actually pretty well. Not a blockbuster by any means, because it's pretty blatant in its message. However, highly recommend it if you want to sharpen your skills as a human being, especially in the arena of marriage. That would be the one I'd recommend. But we talk about motivation. The convention is happening next weekend, and the majority of us, I'd say 99.9% of us, will walk away. How do we retain that motivation? And this is what we're going to get into 2 weeks from today, is the implementation of what we picked up from the convention. And Vera hit on going to events. Let me make this very clear for the several dozen of you that are on the call right now. On your calendar, it should be cemented in stone, and you can go online and look at the dates of the upcoming ones, the upcoming events. The next one is November 22nd. There are dozens. I don't know how many hosts have registered. Usually it's about 75 around North America, dozens of locations that will be hosting a rhythm event. We've got people in Oregon that drive over 5 hours to get to the one, and they live out in an area where they're not connected with anything, and yet they always come every 3 months, every quarter, to get that motivation to be able to take it back to their group. And I just commend people that do that, because that's what we can do. And this event in November, what we're going to see is going to be a wonderful implementation of what Nikan is going to be announcing and delivering to us next weekend. It's one of those things you just always have to sharpen your skills. So let me go back to you, Vera, and then we'll piggyback to Kathy. Motivation. Vera, you said our business always goes up. What is it that motivates you?
What is it that motivates me? I'm just motivated right from the start when I started Nikan. It was something that grew right into me, my heart. It's something, you know, I don't need as much motivation as that I think, because I know I'm on a daily basis talking to people about Nikan. But still, people need to know, you know, other people out there need that kind of motivation, and they need to be at the meetings, and they need to be at the conventions and the quarterly events. So because it always gets them idea that, you know, there is other people like me maybe struggling, but, you know, I'm not in it alone, and I can do this business no matter what.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Kathy, why do you need to be motivated?
You need to be motivated in order to keep going. Without motivation, you can very quickly start sitting on the sofa. And instead of...
And what's wrong with sitting on the sofa?
Well, if I'm sitting on the sofa, I'm usually not calling people. I'm not sending emails to them. I'm not talking to them. I'm not meeting new friends, new prospects. So it's very easy to get into that comfortable sofa with a good book and let the world pass you by. Well, I don't want the world to pass me by. I don't want to be the person that when I reach 60, 65 and say, oh, I wish I would have done, or I wish I could have done. I don't want the world to pass me by.
Okay, and you said, curl up on the couch with a good book. Most people, it's not a good book at all. It's turn on the television and let our mind go to mush. And don't get me wrong. I enjoy a good television program. I'm incredibly keen to things like Amazing Race, where you get to see, the world at your fingertips and stuff like that. But at the same time, do we all know and understand that we burn more calories sleeping than we do watching TV? Why is that?
Calories while we're watching TV.
Exactly. We're just in throwing. So it's a huge aspect. And, Stacy and I have this dialogue all the time. What is it that continually motivates us? Well, it's pretty simple. We have to reach down inside of ourselves and pull it out. God's given us all the ability, the spirit within each and every one of us to get, like I said, grab ourselves by our own bootstraps. And the Bible's pretty clear when it says, guard your heart, for out of it will flow your life story. If we don't protect our minds, this is why the five pillars of health is so pivotal. We have to, that healthy mind, we have to protect that and only allow the good stuff to come in. And what we're going to see coming out of the convention, you're going to see a lot of people talk about the parties that Nikan took, the theme parties, the gala events that finish up any Nikan convention. And it's an incredible motivating, environment to be around other like-minded people that are positive, that don't want to dwell on the negatives of this world. I mean, it's like, give me a break, and I crack up. I mean, I don't know where about the rest of what's going on in the rest of the country, but right now in Portland, Oregon, gas is approaching $3 a gallon. It dropped like 50 cents, 60 cents a gallon in less than 3 months, and yet nobody seems to be talking about it anymore. And I know in other parts of the country, it's down at 275, 280. And because it's not negative, we can't talk about it anymore, or the media can't. And it's really time that we take responsibility for our own motivation and say, hey, what is Nikan doing to enable us to do this? Well, they're providing a great venue to do that. So, Vera, Kathy, any other closing thoughts that you guys want to throw in here that you're looking forward to experiencing next weekend? Kathy, you go first.
Oh, geez. Boy, I'm really looking forward to connecting and reconnecting with my upline because they're scattered. I'm just really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to connecting with some key Crossline bands like you.
I'm part of your inheritance.
I know.
Inheritance upline. When my parents finally keel over at 110, 120 years old at the rate they're going, then I'll actually inherit great people like you. But until then, it's not going to happen. Anyways, what about you, Vera?
Those are the main things.
Yeah, those are okay. Vera, what about you? What's the final thing that you're excited about next weekend?
Well, I'm looking forward to coming back and, being a more stronger leader in the Portland area. And having more people follow me with Nikan.
And Vera, with aspirations and a mindset like that, that's exactly why you're at where you're at today as a platinum. Because already looking ahead to that return flight home of being able to, that's why, why Vance and Stacey Rogers put the bulk of our R&R time before the convention, because when it's done, we want to get home. We want to get back to work. We want to take what Nikan's given us and implement it as fast as we possibly can. And I guarantee you, you will see people not only on their Blackberries, on their iPhones, but on laptops, literally at the convention, because they can't wait to get back home to be the leader that they know they are. They're going to start right there, and that's the greatest thing. So I want to remind everybody, next Saturday morning, we will be having this call live from the convention, and I might pull somebody like Kathy or pull somebody like Vera to assist me if they want to slip out and miss part of the convention, but it'll be a very short and concise call, 20 minutes tops, because I don't want to miss anything, and that, you know, at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning, we'll be right in the midst of the morning session. So we'll do our best to let you know what the new products are, what new advancements have taken place via the internet and technology in that arena. But most of all, hopefully, we'll be able to give you some of the energy and enthusiasm that Nikan is, you know, disseminating to us and make that happen. Watch your emails, because Nikan already has emails and documents written up right now that will be, you know, just zapped out there as soon as it's announced to us. So be checking that information. There will be different packages, I'm sure, different incentives for ordering as soon as things are introduced. So just watch for that. So I want to again thank Vera Prostrechnik. And if you guys need spelling on that, you can get it from me later. And also Kathy Clark. You gals have been wonderful. And want to remind everybody, next Saturday morning, same time, same number. Looking forward to chatting with you. So have a great weekend. And those of you who will be seeing in Orlando, look forward to seeing you face to face. So thanks again, you guys. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.